With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne, joined by the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich.
Hey, Steve.
Fridays are when we talk about the week's business news. Work got underway this week on a new mixed-use project. It's in a location that bridges the gap between two prominent Sacramento neighborhoods, Midtown and R Street.
This project is at 1430 Q Street, and it broke ground this week. It will have 8.5 stories, and that will include 75 upscale apartments, and those will be above 9,000 square feet of ground floor retail and 96 parking spaces. The project is expected to be completed by the end of 2019.
You said upscale apartments. How will those fit in with the area's other housing options?
Well, local developer Bay Miri, who's involved with this project, says there is a market desire for a variety of housing types, and developers have a responsibility to offer all sorts of housing options. Now, at this new project, we can expect amenities such as a rooftop deck for residents only, a fitness center, a community lounge, and more. Rents are still being determined.
Anything else interesting about this project?
Well, 1430 Q is being built with wood and concrete. It's expected to be about 25% cheaper than the typical steel or metal construction on this kind of building. That also makes it more environmentally sustainable. It's actually expected to be the tallest wood stick frame building in the United States.
There was another story this week about retail. The owner of a retail space in Midtown is taking a pretty unique approach to finding a new tenant.
Yes, we are talking about the building commonly known as 1600 H. Beginning tonight, a locally owned business called Studio Fig will open a temporary location in one of the building's retail spaces. It will be open through September 22nd. Fulcrum Property, which owns the majority of the building, is sponsoring this business's rent for that time. Other temporary or pop-up businesses are expected to follow, maybe including local makers and artists. The ultimate goal is to reignite interest in this space and find a long-term tenant.
Why has that been hard to do so far?
Well, prominent mixed-use projects in Sacramento have had a varied success when it comes to filling first-floor retail space. There are other tenants in the ground floor of this building at 1600 H, including an attorney and a marketing company. But there's one other vacant retail space in addition to the one that will host the pop-up shop. There's also a hair salon space in the building. That site is not owned by Fulcrum. The space where the pop-up shop will be located was previously a yoga studio.
So what kind of products will people find at the first pop-up shop?
The FIG in Studio Fig stands for Fashion, Interior, and Graphic Design. Studio Fig currently sells products such as clothing, accessories, and stationery online. This is a locally owned business that was previously a finalist in the Calling All Dreamers Business Plan competition, which helps its winner open a business in the downtown Sacramento area. And this new pop-up shop from Studio Fig will have a retail component, but it will also offer workshops with lessons on things such as sweatshirt embroidery.
Also this week, the Placer County Fairgrounds announced a new name.
It's rebranding as At The Grounds, and that is that digital at symbol that you see on your computer's keyboard and on Twitter. This is an extension of the big renovation that's underway at the fairgrounds. Placer Valley Tourism took over management of the fairgrounds from the Placer County Fair Board in July. And in addition to the $8 million initial renovation that's underway, the group also plans to ultimately develop a $32 million indoor sports and event center at the site.
And where does the name change fit in with all this?
Well, this new name is designed to reflect the fact that this venue can host all sorts of different events, not just the Placer County Fair.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.